Good morning.
早上好。
Hope you've been enjoying this Easter service.
希望大家现在都很享受这个复活节的敬拜。
Our choir has worked, Miss Lillian and our choir have worked very hard for the past several weeks, months even, in making this service special for all of us. So I would say that in my humble but correct opinion, they've succeeded.
那我们诗班还有政委姊妹，他们在过去的几个月里面都非常的辛苦的准备，在我谦卑的看法里面，他们是非常成功的。
So I used to help out at one of the local funeral homes here in Baton Rouge. Often families would sadly come into the funeral home andthey weren't plugged into a church family, and they didn't have a pastor, and so they would need someone to help guide them through the process of saying goodbye to their loved one.
那我曾经在Baton Rouge 本地的一家一个殡仪馆在那里服侍。那很多的家庭，那很遗憾，他们平常不去教会的，并没有牧师的，那他们需要一些引导，去帮助他们怎样和亲人道别。
Now, I spent more time at the funeral home than I ever thought that I would. And there are a lot of dead bodies in funeral homes.
那我在殡仪馆花了比我想的更多的时间。那里面有非常多的遗体。
Now, sometimes I would walk through the back hallways of the funeral home where only employees and pastors are allowed to go. And the hallways would be lined.With dead bodies.
有时候我会在他们后面的走廊里面行走，那里只有员工和牧师可以进去，那在那里会看到很多尸体排列在那里，遗体排列。
Now you may be thinking to yourself, Pastor, why are you sharing this with us? This is Easter Sunday. It's a day of celebration. We should be celebrating today.
那你可能会想，那牧师你为什么跟我们讲这些？那今天是复活节啊，这应该是个庆祝的日子。
And you'd be right.Today is Easter Sunday, and yes, we should be celebrating, but what are we celebrating?
你说没错，今天确实是复活节，我们确实应该庆祝，但是问题是我们在庆祝什么？
Are we celebrating the Easter bunny bringing us chocolates?
那我们是庆祝复活节的兔子给我们送巧克力吗？
Why celebrate Easter? Easter is...The church's celebration of Christ's resurrection from the dead.
那为什么庆祝复活节呢？那复活节是教会庆祝耶稣基督从死里复活。
But here's the question that we want to answer, ask and answer this morning. Why do we celebrate Easter? Why do we personally celebrate Christ's resurrection from the dead?
那这正是我们今天要回答的问题。我们为什么要庆祝复活节？我们自己，我们每一个人为什么要庆祝复活节？
So, a couple of weeks back, I was sharing with our youth I was talking with our youth about what we usually refer to as the sin nature.
那几个礼拜之前，我和我们的青少年分享一个信息，就我们通常称为罪性的这个东西。
Now, we inherit from...Our first parents, Adam and Eve, and we are born into this world with a moral defect, a disposition to want to rebel against God's authority over our lives.
那这个罪性呢，是我们从我们最早的父母，也就是亚当和夏娃继承来的。我们出生在这个世上是带着道德的瑕疵，并且呢，这会让我们去悖逆神。
And the point that I was trying to make to our youth is that we are not sinners simply because we sin, but rather we sin because we are sinners by our very nature.
那我的重点是，我们并不是简单的因为犯罪才成了罪人，而是因为我们本来是罪人，所以我们才会犯罪。
So our sinful nature is the underlying cause of the individual acts of sin that we commit.
那我们的罪性是我们罪行的更深层的原因。
Now, all creatures act in accordance with their nature.
那所有的生物都是按照它自己的本性来行动。
So, our cat Sugar, she likes to claw the couch, and she likes to hunt lizards and birds and eat them alive because it is in her nature to do this.
那我们的猫糖糖，它喜欢挠沙发，喜欢抓蜥蜴，还有小鸟，并且把它们吃掉。那这是因为这是它的本性使然。
She's mad at me because I woke her up to take the picture.
她现在正对我发火，因为我把她给叫醒了。
Now, Sugar does these things by her nature, and I rebel against God's authority, and I commit acts of sin because it is in my sinful nature to do so.
那堂堂做这些事情，因为这是他的本性，而我背逆了神的权柄，并且犯了罪，是因为罪是我的本性。
Now, some of you may want to protest at this point and say, well, Pastor, then it's not my fault that I sinned. Sugar can't help but chase down lizards and birds and eat them, and I can't help but sin because it is in my sinful nature to do that.
那可能你们中间有人会想会要抗议了，说那这不是我的错呀，那这是他的，这是我的本性啊。那堂堂的本性让他一定要去抓蜥蜴、抓小鸟来吃，那我的本性让我一定会犯罪。
Now, my son Haddix once made this very protest.
那我的儿子 Haddix 他也做过这个同样的抗议。
He was a little guy in fourth grade, maybe third grade, and he had gotten it into his mind that he wanted to watch the television show The Walking Dead.
那个时候他还很小，大概四年级或者三年级的时候，那他一心想要看这个电视剧《行尸走肉》。
Now, of course, his mom, Melissa and I were like, absolutely not, you're not watching that show.
那他的妈妈 Melissa 还有我说绝对不可以，你绝对不可以看这个电视剧。
But how many of you parents know that kids are smart and they're determined and sometimes they're too smart for their own good?
那如果你们做父母就知道孩子都很聪明，他也很有决心，有时候太聪明了可能对他们反而不是一件好事。
So he was staying with his grandma one Friday night.
有一个周五的晚上呢，他和他的奶奶在一起。
And after she fell asleep, he watched the television show The Walking Dead.
他奶奶睡着之后呢，他就用这个机会悄悄地看了这个《行尸走肉》这个电视剧。
Now we knew something was wrong whenever he came back home and he didn't want to go to sleep alone in his room.
那等他回到家，我们看到他不愿意自己一个人待在房间里的时候，我们就知道肯定发生了什么事情。
He was scared.
他吓坏了。
He thought some zombies were going to get him.
他就觉得可能里面有僵尸。
So, after a little bit of interrogation, he finally fessed up to what he had done. And then whenever I asked him, Haddix, why did you do it after we had told you specifically not to do it? He said, I couldn't help it.
那当我们审问他很久之后，他终于交代了他做的事情。那后来我再问他呢，你为什么这么做呢？他也抗议了，说这是我控制不了啊。
And then he proceeded to blame his disobedience on Adam and Eve.
并且呢，他把自己的不顺服怪罪到亚当和夏娃身上。
He said, Dad, why do they have to eat the fruit?
他说，爸爸，为什么他们要吃那个果子呢？
He was basically saying, it's not my fault.
基本上在说，这不是我的错。
Well, there's some truth to that protest, but it's not the whole truth.
那这个抗议呢，里面有一些是事实，但这并不是全部的事实。
Yes, we are born with a sinful nature, and we have a natural inclination towards sin, but that does not mean that we are not morally accountable.
是的，我们确实生来有罪性，并且我们会自然的倾向于犯罪，但是它这并不意味着我们没有道德上的责任。
Because we also choose to sin.
我们自己也选择了会犯罪。
I have never sinned in a way that I didn't want to.
我从来没有用一种我不愿意的方式犯罪。
Every individual act of sin is voluntary cooperation with the sinful nature.
那每一种罪行都是我自愿的和我的罪性合作的结果。
And unlike my cat Sugar, I am a man created in the image and the likeness of God. And that means that my actions are not merely instinctual. I have a choice.
那和唐唐不一样的是，我是一个照着神的形象和样式创造的人。我的行为不能仅仅是一种本能，那我可以有选择。
Like God, I have a will, and I am able to make choices, and therefore I am morally accountable for the choices that I make.
就像神一样，我有自己的意志，那我也有出于意志的行为，我会做出选择，所以那我对我的选择负有道德上的责任。
And so this means that I am not merely a sinner, but I am also a guilty sinner.
那这意味着我不仅仅是一个天性上的罪人，我更是一个因着行为罪有应得的罪人。
Because I cannot credibly look my creator and my judge in the face and say it wasn't my fault. Because he will say to me, Heath, you are a man created in my image and likeness.And you willingly chose to rebel against me. You willingly chose sin over me.
那我没有办法坦然地面对着我的造物主和审判官说，啊，这不是我的错，我没有办法控制。那这样的话，他会告诉我 ，Heath， 你是按照我的形象和样式造的，你不是一个动物，所以你自己选择了犯罪，而不是选择了跟从我。
And you know what? My conscience will bear witness.To that judgment. My conscience will confirm that judgment.
而我的良心会为我做的选择做见证。我确实是自己选择了犯罪。
I am guilty of sin, and I am worthy of God's condemnation, and the consequence of sin is death.
那我确实是犯了罪。那我确实应该受到罪的后果，而罪的后果就是死。
Now, Paul's argument in the beginning chapters of Romans is that the entirety of the human race has rebelled, has sinned against God, and deserves to be punished, and that the punishment for sin is death.
那使徒保罗在罗马书的前几章里面就论证了这个观点，就是全人类都在神面前犯了罪，都应当受到惩罚，而罪的惩罚就是死。
Now, we often think and speak of death as if it's necessary to our existence.
那我们谈到或者想到死的时候，我们会觉得这是我们的存在里面不可缺少的一环。
So there's a well-known quote that is attributed to Benjamin Franklin, that the only thing certain in this life is death and taxes.
所以本杰明·富兰克林他有一个名言，就是说在这个世界上只有两件事情是确定的，那就是死亡和税收。
But the Bible tells us that death is not necessary to our existence, rather it is the necessary consequence of sin.
但是圣经告诉我们，死亡并不是我们存在中必要的一环，而是最必要的后果。
So part ofPaul's argument in Romans chapter 5, which our text this morning is building off of this argument, is that death came into the world through sin. We were actually singing about that earlier. Yeah. Death came into the world through an act of sin.
那所以保罗在罗马书第五章的一个主要论点，并且也是今天我们这篇讲到的基础，就是说死是从罪而来的。
So sin and death are a package deal. You can't have one without the other. They're like water and wetness. You can't get into the swimming pool without getting wet.
所以罪和死它是捆绑在一起的。你不可能说有一个却没有另外一个。那就像水和潮湿是绑在一起的一样。你不可能在游泳池里面游了泳，但是身上却没有湿。
So in Romans, sin is described as a principle, as a law.Like the law of gravity that humans are subject to.
所以在罗马书里面，罪它被描述为一种定律，一种法则。那就像万有引力定律一样，所有的人都必须遵守。
So the law of gravity says what goes up must come down. The law of sin and death says that what is under the power of sin must die.
所以就像万有引力定律告诉我们，扔上去的东西它都会掉下来一样。那 罪和死的定律也告诉我们，那罪人都必须死。
Now we can get into an airplane and we can defy the law of gravity for a period of time, but eventually the law of gravity will prove to be true. Likewise, the law of sin and death always proves to be true.
那我们可以坐上飞机短暂的抵抗重力，但是最后呢，万有引力定律不可避免的要生效。同样的，罪和死的法则也是这样。
And so what I witnessed in the hallways of that funeral home was the outworking of the principle of sin and death.
所以我在殡仪馆里面所看到的就是罪和死的法则带来的无法逃避的现实。
So the law of sin and death had finally had its day and had the last word over those bodies that I was looking at in the funeral home.
所以罪和死的法则最终在这些遗体上得胜了。
Now this is all very quite bleak and depressing. Thanks, Pastor. It's Easter Sunday and you have literally preached us into the grave.
所以这听起来确实非常的悲凉和抑郁。你可能会说谢谢你啊牧师。今天是复活节，你却把我们说到坟墓里面去了。
But the good news of Easter only makes sense when we first understand the bad news that it reverses.
但是呢，只有我们先理解了这个坏消息，我们才能够理解为什么复活节它是一个好消息。
So Easter is the story of reversal. It's the greatest story, comeback story ever. It's the story of life triumphing over death.
所以复活节的故事是一个翻转的故事，它是人类史上最伟大的逆转故事。
Now of course, Jesus' life was unlike any other life.
那当然耶稣的生命和我们每一个人的生命不一样。
Jesus wasn't born with a sin nature, nor was Jesus ever guilty of any sinful thought, word, or deed.
那耶稣他自己并没有带着罪性而生，并且呢他也没有犯下任何的罪行。
His life was wholly devoted to God, and yet he who had no sin died to sin.
那他的生命是完全献给神的，然而他本来是无罪的，却为了罪而死。
But once Jesus died, sin no longer had any opportunity to affect him.
所以耶稣在死了以后，罪在他的身上再没有任何的影响。
When Jesus walked this earth as a man, he could be tempted.
当耶稣在这个世上行走的时候，他可以被试探。
And he was. The author of Hebrews tells us that he was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin.
他确实也是。希伯来书的作者告诉我们，他也和我们一样，凡事受试探，只是没有犯罪。
Now, Jesus came into this world through the womb of his mother, and he lived a real flesh and blood life just as all of us do.
所以耶稣他也和我们一样是从母腹里面所生，也过了一个有血有肉的生命，就和我们每一个人是一样的。
And he experienced everything that we do. He had a body and a soul just as we do. Jesus experienced anger, and he experienced loneliness, and he experienced sadness.
我们所拥有的，我们所经历的，他也都有。他也有一个身体，有个灵魂，他在各方面都和我们相似。他也会愤怒，也会孤独，也会悲伤。
And his body was a real body. His body could be beaten and bruised and bloodied. And yes, even put to death. And it was.
他的身体也是一个真的身体。他的身体会被鞭打，会受伤，会流血，最后也会死亡。
And on Friday afternoon, as Jesus hung there on the cross, he breathed his last breath. And his disciples watched as he died, and as Joseph of Arimathea put him into a tomb and rolled a stone over the entrance, and it looked as if Jesus would end up like everyone else in the grave.
那在礼拜五的下午，耶稣他挂在十字架上，咽下他最后的一口气。 那那天晚上两个门徒看见了亚利马太的约瑟把他的把耶稣的尸体放在了坟墓里，并且用一个大石头挪过来堵住了这个坟墓。就像我们每一个人能够想到一样，耶稣他的归宿和所有人一样，就是在坟墓里。
But on Easter morning,
但是在复活节的早晨
，the stone was rolled away.
那石头被挪开了。
And the tomb was found empty. And the Easter proclamation was made. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen.
那这个他的墓是空的，并且这个时候复活节的宣告就诞生了。为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
Life.Has triumphed over death. Hallelujah. Christ has risen. Death has no hold on him.
生命战胜了死亡。Hallelujah. 基督复活了，死不能拘禁他。
Jesus gave his life as a ransom for us who were under the law of sin and death.
耶稣献上他的生命给我们，做了赎罪祭，为我们这些在罪和死的法则之下的人。
He died our death, and he had to become real flesh and blood in order to die that death. God can't die. God is spirit. Creatures die. Human beings die.
他为我们死，他必须要成为一个有血有肉的生命才能为我们死。不然的话，怎么可能呢？神怎么能死呢？圣经说神是个灵，生物会死，人会死。
So Christ took to himself a body that was subject to the law of sin and death, but his spirit was not.
那基督自己道成了肉身，这个肉身遵从罪和死的法则，但是住在他里面的灵并不是这样。
The life of Jesus was inseparable from the life of the spirit. Jesus was conceived, filled, led, empowered, and yes, raised by God's spirit.
那耶稣没有办法和在他里面的灵分开，那他是被圣灵感孕，也在也是被圣灵充满，被圣灵引领，也被圣灵赋予能力，最后被圣灵从死里复活。
And so the religious leaders,And Pilate, they could destroy the temple that was his body, but they could not destroy the spirit inside that temple.
所以当时犹太的宗教领袖还有比拉多，他们可以摧毁圣殿，也就是耶稣的身体，但是他却不能摧毁住在圣殿里的灵。
And it was by the spirit that Christ was raised from the dead. And this all has great implications for us.
并且也是借着这个圣灵，耶稣从死里复活，这对我们来说是非常非常的重要。
So back to our original question.
回到我们最根本的问题。
Why do we celebrate Easter? Why do we personally celebrate Christ's resurrection?
所以为什么我们庆祝复活节？为什么我们每一个人，我们自己要庆祝复活节？
It's because God promises us life.By this very same Spirit.
因为借着这同样的圣灵，神也应许我们生命。
Where the Spirit dwells, there is the guarantee of eternal life.
因为圣灵居住的地方，我们就确知那里有永恒的生命。
The Easter story is good news for those of us who are indwelt by God's Spirit because He who gave life to Christ.Mortal body will also give life to ours.
所以复活节的故事对我们有圣灵内住的人是一个好的消息，因为那给了基督肉身生命的也同样会给我们生命。
Look, because of sin, our bodies are liable to death. So if Jesus doesn't return within the next century, within the next 100 years, thenIt's likely that all of us will have been given over to death.
那因为罪，我们的肉体都是会死的。那如果耶稣在接下来的一个世纪都不再来的话，可能我们在座的每一位，我们都过世了。
Look, I'm in my 40s, so I don't need 100 years.
我已经40多了，我都用不到100年。
But if we have been united to Christ by faith and His Spirit lives in us, we will live because He lives.
那但是如果我们都因着信与基督联合的话，有圣灵住在我们里面，那因为因他活着，我们也都能活着。
Death will not get the last word over God's people. The life-giving principle of Christ's Spirit has triumphed over the principle of sin and death.
所以神不会让罪和死的权势在他的在他自己公义的子民上。
And so, here's the question that we need to be asking ourselves this morning, each of us.
那现在是我们今天早上我们每个人需要问自己的一个问题。
Am I inhabited by God's Spirit? Does Christ...Spirit, does the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, live in me?
我们有圣灵内住吗？那神的灵，圣灵也是同样是给耶稣，死里复活生命的灵住在我们中间吗？
The message of Easter is that Christ's resurrection can also be your resurrection, physical and spiritual.
那复活节的信息就是耶稣的复活也同样可以是你的复活，既是肉体上的也是灵里的。
The Bible speaks of two resurrections, one physical and the other spiritual. We've been focused on the promise of a physical resurrection this morning, but the spiritual comes first.
那圣经中讲了两种复活，一个是肉身的复活，一个是灵的复活。那我们之前讲了很多的在肉身的复活，但是灵的复活是先有的。
Sin is first the cause of spiritual death, then physical death.
罪先导致了灵的死亡，然后才是肉体的死亡。
The Bible says that outside of Christ, that we are dead in our trespasses and sins.
圣经说没有耶稣没有基督的话我们都死在过犯罪恶当中。
And so, we must be reborn. We must be, born again and made spiritually alive by Christ's Spirit.
所以我们必须重生我们必须在基督里面有灵的复活。
Only those who have been reborn, those who have been born again by Christ's Spirit will be physically resurrected unto eternal life.
所以只有那些在耶稣基督里面灵里复活的人在重生的时候肉体也会跟着复活得到永恒的生命。
And this is why we preach Christ crucified and risen to men and to women and to children while they are still alive and capable of responding to this message. This is why we don't go to graveyards and preach to those who are already in the grave. We preach to people who are still alive and who are able to respond.
所以这也是为什么今天我们是给在座每一位男女老少在我们还活着的时候在我们还能够听见还能够回应的时候我们告诉大家耶稣受死和复活的消息。我们不会跑到坟墓里面对着已死的尸体去讲这些话。
The message of Easter, the gospel, it calls forth faith.
所以复活节的信息这个福音它需要我们信心的回应。
And those who hear the message that Christ died for the forgiveness of sins and that he was raised from the dead and who receive that message in faith are promised that they will receive his life-giving spirit.
所以那些听到耶稣基督为罪而死从死里复活并且用信心去回应他的人那神会应许他们赐生命的灵。
And it's not just so that we can have physical life sometime in the future, but it's so that we can have life now.
这并不只是说在将来的某一天我们会有一个肉体的复活，而是这个生命从现在就已经开始了。
Now, I'm not, if you're here this morning, and if you're not sure if Christ's life-giving spirit lives in you, then I would encourage you to seek out that assurance this morning, today. Not later, but now. Today is the day of salvation.
如果今天你坐在这里你还不确定这赐生命的灵在你里面那么我鼓励你今天就来寻求这个确认那不要明天不要将来现在就开始因为今天就是得救的日子。
And it's so incredibly simple.
就非常简单。
Abandon all self-reliance and put your hope in Christ for salvation. Lay hold of Jesus and His gospel.
那只要你放下依靠自己，而是依靠耶稣得到这个救赎，紧紧地抓住他，抓住福音，那你的罪会得到赦免，你也会得到生命。
And if you're here this morning and the Spirit of God is tugging at your heart and He's telling you to follow through on what I'm describing, then I'm going to encourage you to, after we're done, and as Miss Lillian comes up here and sings the response song, I'm going to be down here. And if there's anybody here who wants prayer, then come and see me and let me pray for you. Or if you would prefer to have somebody pray for you in Mandarin, Pastor Chow Yun's right here as well. We're going to be right up here. Come and ask for prayer.
所以等一会儿，就如果你今天在这里，你感到圣灵在拉扯你的心的话，那等一会儿我们在唱回应诗歌的时候，我欢迎你上来，那来找我，或者是如果你讲中文的话，找赵元牧师，我们愿意为你祷告。
And I know that that's a scary proposition, and maybe some people are thinking, well, I don't want everybody to know that I'm a sinner, but here's the thing, we already know that you're a sinner.
我知道你可能会不好意思，你不想让别人觉得啊，这我是不是在承认我是罪人？你不用不好意思，因为我们已经知道你是罪人。
Yeah, it's no secret.
啊，这不是一个秘密。
Be obedient to what the Spirit is leading you to do. Put your faith in Jesus and be forgiven of your sins and receive His Spirit and then celebrate Easter with the rest of us sinners who are being saved by God's grace.
所以听从圣灵的引领，然后接受耶稣。今天我们一起，和我们这些已经蒙恩的罪人一起，我们庆祝复活节。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we praise you this morning for your great salvation.
主啊，我们这个清晨我们来到你的面前，我们赞美你的救赎的大能。
We confess and we profess that all has been accomplished for us at the cross.
啊，我们承认，我们知道一切你已经在十字架上为我们成就了。
And this morning we lay hold of Jesus and His gospel and we rest in His finished work.
那今天我们紧紧地抓住基督，抓住那福音，那我们将这一切交在耶稣的手中。
And we thank you for giving us this Easter celebration. We thank you for the joy of Easter.
我感谢你给我们这一个复活节的庆祝，感谢你今天给我们这样的喜乐。
And we confess our most urgent need to be given this gift of faith and to be united to you by your Spirit.
在你的面前，我们承认我们最迫切的需要，就是承认自己的罪，然后在你里面得到新的生命。
And we pray that this morning that your Spirit would awaken faith within us and that He would lead us to repentance.
我们今天在这里祷告，那圣灵在我们里面唤醒我们的灵，然后带领我们来到你的面前，坦诚我们的罪。
We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and it's in your mighty name that we pray.
我们爱你，我们感谢你，也奉你大能的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.